powerful interests have established a beachhead of sorts in a historic residential neighborhood across from the Washington state capitol. Lobbyists, corporations, and unions looking to influence state lawmakers own or occupy nearly one in three of the homes nearest to the statehouse. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
I'm walking through the historic South Capitol neighborhood here in Olympia. It has a very residential feel. Tidy homes, tree-lined streets nestled in the shadow of the Capitol Dome. But if you look up the property records of who owns many of these houses, you might be surprised.
Every time that a house goes on the market, all the neighbors are watching. What's going to happen? Who's going to buy this house? Is it going to be a lobbyist? Is it going to be a family?
This is Rachel Newman. She's the president of the South Capitol Neighborhood Association. And she's talking about the fact that over the years, lobbyists have snapped up several of the homes in this neighborhood. It's not just lobbyists. Boeing owns a house here, as do two unions. Now, this has caused some consternation among some longtime residents, like Peggy Clifford.
Well, it feels like the fabric of my neighborhood is eroding. And I miss the days when I knew everybody on my block, and we were part of each other's lives.
As I continue my walk through the South Capitol neighborhood, there are 62 homes in the blocks closest to the state capitol. About a third of them are owned or used by lobbyists, corporations, or unions. That's according to our analysis with the Seattle Times. In 2017, the lobbying firms with a presence in this neighborhood collectively earned more than $10 million, representing more than 240 clients, many of them corporations, ranging from Amazon to Walmart. Democratic State Senator Reuven Carlisle says these homes across from the Capitol campus embody the close relationship between lawmakers and lobbyists, who are known as members of the third house.
That's why I think it's important to be incredibly open about where they live, what they do, who they are, who they work for, how much they make, how much they give in campaigns, and all of those issues should be front and center, open and public.
Lobbyists are required to register with Washington's Public Disclosure Commission. Their monthly reports list their clients, fees, and the issues they're lobbying on. Lobbyists must also report if they entertain lawmakers, including in these houses. One example, during the 2017 legislative session, a lobbyist-owned home near the Capitol was the site of an event hosted by the tech industry. State Representative J.T. Wilcox was one of the guests.
Well, that one was really crowded, and I believe that they had some of their top management in town, and so they wanted to introduce everyone to their management, and I suppose let their management see that they were on the job.
Wilcox recently became the House Republican leader. He says most events at lobbyist-owned homes are casual, bipartisan get-togethers. We contacted all of the lobbyists with homes in the neighborhood. Many did not respond. Those who did say they use their houses as a place to work and sleep. One lobbyist agreed to a radio interview. Amber Olvenest represents the Midwives Association, among other clients. She lives full-time in the neighborhood with her husband and three children, unlike most lobbyists here. But
if we didn't live in this neighborhood and we could afford it, I could see being interested in doing just the same thing.
I'm now finishing up my walk through the South Capitol neighborhood, and I'm passing Boeing's Tan Rambler. Someone joked to me they should rename this neighborhood Lobbyhood. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.